to do that?
Do what?
That, ha!
If I don't, ha, they won't drive. Ha!
Look, could you do that in the other room?
No, my nears are in here.
Don't mind, I'll,
Well, here I am.
Good.
Say, Mr. Douglas, I need your opinion. How do I look?
Well, what difference does it make? It's dark outside.
You look very nice, Ab. Where are you going?
This is a very important night for me. I'm gonna ask Darlene if she wants to plight in my troth.
What?
If she wants to get engaged to me.
Oh, Ab, that's wonderful.
What's that?
Oh, that's my frog. He's my good luck charm. Aren't you?
Why do you need a good luck charm?
In a situation like this, I need all the help I can get. I can't rely solely on my sophistication and charm.
That's right.
Say, Mr. Douglas, what do you say to a girl at a time like this?
Very simple. You just tell her you love her and you want to marry her.
I don't want to marry her. I just want to get engaged.
Well, there's no point in getting engaged to a girl unless you want to marry her.
Leave it to you to spoil a perfectly beautiful evening.
So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Ain't it a beautiful night, Darlene?
Sure is. Listen to that bullfrog.
If I knew he was going to be that noisy, I wouldn't have brought him along.
Oh, Ab.
Quiet. Darlene, how long have we been going together?
2 months.
Are you sure? It seems more like 6.
Ab.
Well, I didn't mean that the way it sounded. I meant that for every hour I spend with you, it seems like 2. No, that didn't come out right either. Well, what I'm trying to say is that we've been going together for a long time, and, well, how would you like to get engaged? Not you. Well, what do you say?
I'd love to be engaged to you.
Thank you, and congratulations.
Ab, can't you do something more romantic than that?
Like what?
How about kissing me?
First, we have to make it official. I couldn't afford a ring.
Oh, that's all right.
But I do have something I'd like you to wear. It's one of my most prized possessions.
Your glass pin.
No, the watch fob I won in the Pixley Hooterville bowling tournament.
Oh, Ab, it's very nice.
You can buy a chain and wear it around your neck.
I will. And now that we've made it official, aren't you going to kiss me?
She's talking to me.
Well?
Hold it! Hey, what are you trying to do to my daughter?
Kiss her!
You hippie!
But, Daddy, we're engaged.
Engaged?
Show him what I gave you.
A watch fob.
I won that for coming in 4th in the bowling tournament. I would have come in 3rd, but somebody plugged up one of the holes in my bowling ball.
Well, if you think you can get engaged to my daughter with a crummy watch fob, somebody must have plugged up the hole in your head. Inside.
But, Daddy...
Inside!
But, Mr. Wheeler,
if I ever see your cheap face around here again, pow!
You're right. That's exactly what he is.
Oliver, would you like to have some more coffee?
No, thanks. Look, where is Eb? We've got work to do.
Well, he's probably still asleep. He must be exhausted. He was proposing to Darlene last night.
Look, he shouldn't stay out late when he has work to do.
Well, we used to stay out half the night when we were going together.
Yeah, but...
We had some wonderful times. Remember the night in Paris when you took me up to your penthouse and you ordered champagne and hired an orchestra and we took off our shoes and we danced on the roof?
I never had a penthouse in Paris.
Oh, that's right. That must have been the Count. He was a big sport.
Look, I'm not...
He was also a very good roof dancer.
Fine. Now, if you'll excuse
me... I remember the other time when you took me on the yacht and you ordered champagne and you ordered the orchestra and we took off our shoes and we danced all night on the poop stack.
I never had a yacht either.
Oh, that's right. That was the Greek fellow with all the boats. He was a big sport, too.
Look, I don't...
And a very good poop stack dancer. Not as good a poop stack dancer as a roof dancer, but...
I'll see you later. It's about time you got up.
I'm in no mood for any of your early morning hostilities.
What would you like to have for breakfast?
Nothing. I'm never going to eat again.
Good, then we can get to work.
I'm never going to work again.
What's the matter?
As if you cared. All you think about is how much work you can get out of me without breakfast.
What's the problem, Ab?
It's Darlene.
What happened? She turned you down?
No, her father did. He didn't like the engagement present I gave her.
What did you give her?
The watch fob I won for coming in fourth in the bowling tournament.
A fourth place watch fob...
What's wrong with that? It isn't the thought. It's what he gave her.
What he gave her didn't take much thought. The fourth place...
Darlene liked it. It was that father of hers. He hates me.
I knew he wasn't all bad.
Like my father, the king, used to say, parents shouldn't interfere with their kids.
He was a fine one to talk. He was always sticking his nose...
What about your mother?
What about my problem?
Oh, Ab, don't worry about it. These things have a way of working themselves out.
If I had only come in second, I would have won a silver shoehorn. Maybe he would have liked that.
Let's get to work. Hello, Mr. Drucker.
Hello, Mr. Douglas.
Yeah, I
understand congratulations are in order.
Congratulations?
I heard about Ab.
Oh, that.
Yeah, I heard he came in fourth in the bowling tournament.
Oh, no, that was...
Got a watch fob, huh?
Oh, that tournament was...
I was never any good at bowling.
Oh?
Wasn't any good at pitching horseshoes either.
Well,
The iron claw machine. That was my sport.
The iron claw?
Yeah, you know, the machine where you try to pick up prizes with, but most of the time all you get is stale candy.
Oh, yeah, I've seen...
I still hold the state record for one grab, 12 jelly beans and an alarm clock.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, hiya, Sam. Well, if it isn't a big sport.
What?
Here's your freaky fob.
That's not my fob.
What do you think of a tin horn who gives his kid his fourth place watch fob to give to my daughter for an engagement present?
Well, I...
That's not my fob.
Well, whoever it belongs to, we don't want it. I'm calling off the engagement.
You're calling it off? Why don't you let the kids decide?
Yeah, let the kids decide. It's that kind of thinking that keeps the psychiatrist in business.
What kind of a stupid statement is that?
You hear that, Sam?
Well, I...
Let the kids run wild, sure. No wonder they're all riding motorcycles.
That doesn't make any sense either.
You understood it, didn't you, Sam?
Well,
Maybe you can understand this. Your kid is not getting engaged to my daughter unless he shows up with an engagement ring. Now, that's clear, isn't it, Sam?
Well, it's...
Look, Wheeler...
And one thing more. It better not be a cheap ring. I don't want to be ashamed when I show it around town. So long, Sam.
You know Ebbett'd be better off if he didn't marry into that family. Don't you agree?
Well,
You mean... mean she returned it?
She didn't. Her father did.
Does this mean that Darlene and I aren't engaged?
No, not according to her father. He wants you to give his daughter an engagement ring.
How much would one cost?
Anywhere from $200 up to $50,000.
Can I borrow $50,000 from you?
No.
How about $200?
No.
How about something in between?
Eh, forget it. An engagement ring isn't important.
That sounds like married man talk. An engagement ring may not be important to you, but it's certainly important to a girl.
Did you get a ring when you got engaged?
Every time.
Every time?
How many times were you engaged?
Just a minute, let me just think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Wow-wee! Who gave you those?
Well, this one is from the Count, and this one is from the Greek fellow who sold the boats, and this one is from the Sheik.
What Sheik?
The one I met in the desert. The one who took me into his tent, and we had champagne and the orchestra, and we took our shoes off, and we danced all night in the sand.
You sure got a lot of action with your shoes off.
I want you to have one of these and give to Darlene.
Golly! They're all so expensive looking.
Except this one.
Huh. The guy that gave you this must have been a real cheapskate.
Mr. Douglas gave it to me.
Boy, you should have taken the fellow with the boats or the guy with the sand in his shoes.
For your information, I paid $2,000 for that ring.
Oliver, it doesn't matter how much you paid for it. As little as it is, it's the only one that meant anything to me.
Thank you.
You know, I think this is the one we ought to give to Ab to give to Darlene.
My ring? Give him one of the others.
Well, in Hungary, we have a custom where the mother gives her engagement ring to her child, and her child gives it to the next one, and that way it's passed from one generator to the next generator.
Generator?
Here, Ab, give it to Darlene.
Thanks. Darlene! Guess what I've got?
Shh! Daddy's inside and he's still mad at you.
He won't be when he sees what I've got.
What?
Your engagement ring. He'll love it.
Don't you think you should show it to me first?
Oh.
Oh, Eb, it's beautiful.
It should be. It cost $2,000.
$2,000?
Yes, $2,000.
That's an awful lot of money.
I didn't buy it. It's a family ring. Mr. Douglas bought it from Mrs. Douglas, and she gave it to me for you.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Aren't you going to put it on?
Oh. How does it look?
On my finger, Eb.
Oh. Oops. Where'd it go?
I think it fell through that crack in the floor.
We better find it.
Get out of there!
Mr. Widow, we...
I should have known it was you dragging my daughter under the porch. Is that another one of those tricks you learned from your father?
We were looking for the ring.
What ring?
This ring.
Hey, let me see that.
It cost $2,000.
$2,000, huh? Well, that's more like it. Welcome to the family, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, wait till I show this around town.
Boy, that ring sure went over big.
Good.
Yeah, Mr. Wheeler loved it.
How about Darlene?
I don't remember what she said.
Who are you engaged to, Darlene or Mr. Wheeler?
Right now, Mr. Wheeler. He's got the ring.
He's got it?
Yeah, he's showing it to all his friends.
What for?
Well, I guess if they okay it, he'll let her wear it.
Oh, boy. Look, Eb, why don't you just forget him? Now, come on, let's get to work.
Oh, here you are, you deadbeat.
Wait, just...
Not you, the junior deadbeat. Here's your ring back.
What's wrong with it? Don't you like it?
I did till I had it appraised. Do you know what that hunk of junk is worth? $8.
Mr. Douglas, when you gave it to me, you said it was worth $2,000.
It is.
Oh, you gave it to him. I should have known.
I don't know who does your appraising, but I paid $2,000 for that ring.
Ha! Sam's won better things on the iron claw machine.
Mr. Wheeler, I didn't know he gave me a phony ring, but I'll make it up to you.
Forget it, and forget the engagement, too. From now on, just stay away from my daughter.
But, Mr. Wheeler!
Some family, a fourth-place kid and an $8 father.
Ooh! Well, you did it to me again. You ruined my engagement.
I didn't.
There's only one way you can straighten this out.
How?
Give Mr. Wheeler $2,000 and let him pick out the ring he likes.
Mr. Wheeler didn't like the $8 ring?
It was $2,000.
Well, maybe they overcharged you.
Lisa, I bought that ring from a very reputable...
I think you ought to go over to Mr. Wheeler and apologize.
Apologize? For what?
Tell him you're sorry and you wouldn't have given him the ring if you would have known that he was going to have it appraised.
Look, I'm getting awfully tired of this. I don't want to hear any more about that ring. Come in. Mr. Kimball.
Oh, there you are. I was looking for you in the other room.
How are you, Mr. Kimball?
Oh, fine. Well, not fine. I got this back thing. I know it's more of a hip thing. It moves around a lot. Right now, it's in my head.
I'm glad you got something up there. What can we do for you?
Do for me?
Hmm.
Oh, I just came over to see the $8 engagement ring.
Look, will you...
Say... You sure got a lot of ring there for $8.
Oh, no, this is my prince's ring. It cost $45,000.
And you got it for $8? Boy, that's quite a bargain.
No, this is the $8 ring.
Lisa, that's not...
$8, huh?
Mr. Kimball?
Yeah, no wonder Mr. Wheeler was ashamed to show that around town.
It's none of Wheeler's business.
He should leave the children alone.
Yeah. Seems a shame that Eb and Darlene can't get married just because Mr. Wheeler can't stand Eb. Of course, my parents had the same problem. Yeah, my mother's father couldn't stand my father. No, it was my mother that couldn't stand my father. No, it was my father that couldn't stand. My mother always had to hold him up.
Oh, for...
As a matter of fact, my father nearly fell off the ladder when he eloped with, who'd he elope with again?
Your mother?
My father eloped with your mother?
Then you two must be related.
Yeah, I'm his uncle.
You never told me that.
Oh, look, Lisa.
Well, I've got to be running along, Uncle Oliver. Well, guess there's nobody home.
There's a lot of work to do. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind. You go right ahead and do it.
If you're going to take the day off, you're not going to get paid.
What's money to a man whose life is over? Without Darlene, I'm nothing.
You're not too much with her. Look, Eb, now stop worrying. You'll work it out.
There is no way out. You're wrong, my boy.
There is a way out.
There he is.
Wait, Mr. Haney, you should...
My card. Haney's way out service.
Way out... Oh,
now, as I understand it, you want to marry Darlene, but her father won't let you.
Right.
Then step right over here. I have just the solution for your dilemma.
Elopement. That's it.
Now, we have a choice of services, but I'm sure your father will want the deluxe package for you.
I'm sure he will.
I am not.
Now, step this way. Here we are. Now, the basic item of any elopement is a good, sturdy ladder.
What kind of a ladder is that?
That'll be $18.
Well, that ladder's not going to be long enough. Darlene's room is on the second floor.
You'll need our second-story elopement ladder. That'll be $42 extra.
I am not paying.
There you are. As you can see, this is made of genuine imported coconut wood.
It hasn't got any rungs.
Oh, well, if you want rungs, it'll cost you $67 extra.
We'll take it with rungs.
We're not taking anything.
How much does your girl weigh?
105.
Then you won't need the assistant to help you carry her down. That saves you a dollar and a half.
Lucky me.
Now for the complete set of luggage. As you can see, this suitcase is made of genuine imported coconut leather.
Coconut leather?
How about that? It matches the ladder.
We think of everything.
This is a nice looking.
Don't touch that handle.
Why not?
That's where the self-destruct button is.
Self-destruct button?
That's in case the girl's father catches you in mid-ladder. All you gotta do is just squeeze the handle, and the elopement evidence is destroyed in 5 seconds.
Mr. Haney, I have heard enough.
No, you haven't. Now, look at it this way.
Goodbye, Mr. Haney.
But Mr. Douglas...
Take your coconut service and get out of here.
But...
Out!
Well, you did it to me again. That seemed like a great deal.
Oh, that junk was... Hey, Mr. Haney! Hey, you forgot your suitcase!
Lisa, I'm going to bed.
Well, aren't you going to wait up for Ab?
Why should I?
Well, he went over to see Darlene.
Isn't he tired of having Wheeler throw him out?
I don't think he's going to throw him out this time.
Why not?
I just have a feeling.
Lisa, what did you...
Mrs. Douglas! Mrs. Douglas! It worked!
I thought it would. Oh, I'm so happy for you, Ab.
I'll always be grateful to you.
For what?
Mr. Wheeler called the engagement on again.
He did?
He's given a big engagement party Friday night. Everybody's invited. He said even you could come.
Well, that's darn nice of him.
I gotta go call all my friends and tell them.
I guess that takes care of that. See you later.
Just a minute. What made Mr. Wheeler change his mind?
We had a little talk.
About what?
About the value of engagement rings and about the value of dowries. I said, we can understand his concern about the engagement ring, but we are also concerned about the size of the dowry he was going to give to his daughter.
Lisa, you didn't.
There's an old Hungarian saying that you have to fight fire with water. So, after a couple of glasses of fire water, we made a deal. If he accepts the watch fob for the engagement, then we'll accept the dowry he was going to give Darlene, the imitation lace tablecloth with the bridge chair.
Lisa, that's the...
And I got to keep the engagement ring you gave me because I really didn't want Ab to give that to Darlene, even though it was worth only $8.
Lisa, that ring cost $2,000. If you don't believe it, we'll have it appraised.
Oh, that won't be necessary. My father had it appraised when you first gave it to me.
Well?
$8, including the box.
Lisa, I must have been cheated. And anyway, if you've known all this time what the ring was worth, why didn't you say something about it?
Well, it didn't make any difference to me, and I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh, well, I guess that's why I never said anything about your dowry.
And what was wrong with my dowry? 98-piece sterling silver service for 12?
It was 22 pieces, and it was tin.
It was sterling silver, and my father paid $17,000 for it.
It was worth $6.
Oliver, my father...
My mother had it appraised, $6 including the box. So I gave you an $8 ring, and you gave me a $6 dowry. You owe me $2.
What about the $2 I lent you for our marriage license?
Oh, yeah. Well, guess we're even.
What a nice way to start a marriage. has been a Filmways presentation, darling.